Amen.
是的，起来，起来，为耶稣。
Yes, indeed. Let's rise up for Jesus.
用我们每一个人都起来为耶稣。
Let every one of us rise up for Jesus.
每一颗心都起来为耶稣。
Let every heart rise up for Jesus.
这是我们特会的题目，是起来，我们建造。
The theme of this conference is Let's rise and build.
我们知道建造是神心中一个那么重要的一件事情。
We know that it is God's will to build.
他付了极重的代价把我们买回来归给他。
He paid a very high price to buy each one of us back.
但是我们今天想到说，如果有很多建筑的材料全部都堆在这个地方。
Now, if today there's a big pile of building materials here,
但是如果没有建造，
but without the building act itself,
不过是一些材料而已，
there's nothing but a pile of material.
我想没有人的心会满足的。
I don't think any one of us will be content with just that.
我们从整本圣经来看，
when you read the whole Bible,
亚伯拉罕他看见了那一座有根基的城。
Abraham was looking forward towards a city with foundation.
所以他能够放下地上所有的残垒。
Therefore, he was able to leave everything of this world behind.
他向着前面一直的奔跑。
But he pressed on forward towards the goal.
他认识神所要得着那一座有根基的城。
He truly understands that God wants to obtain a city with foundation.
是神所经营所建造的。
The architect and the builder of which is God.
今天的确神他付了重价把我们每一个人买回来。
Indeed, God has paid such a high price to buy each one of us back to him.
叫我们来 属于他。
So that we may belong to him.
但是就算每一个单独的个人被神制作得非常美丽，
Yet even if each individual is made into a perfect shape by him,
这很重要，但是还不能完成神的心意。
That is wonderful in itself, but still that cannot satisfy his heart.
神要得着那座有根基的城。
Because what he wants to obtain is a city with foundation.
所以神正在经营，正在建造。
And he is right now building that city and is the architect of it.
亚伯拉罕看见了。
Abraham saw that.
摩西他也看见了。
So did Moses.
当他到西乃山上去。
When he went up Mount Sinai.
神把会幕的样式启示给他。
God revealed him the pattern of the sanctuary.
我想每一个房子在建造之前必须先画有蓝图。
We all know that no building can be done without having a blueprint first.
以前我们家在 remodel 的时候，一定是先把那个蓝图给画好。
I remember when we were doing the remodeling work for my home, the first thing we had to do is draw the blueprint.
那要把那个蓝图画出来不简单。
It is not easy to have a good blueprint then.
也许在家里每一个人有不同的想法。
Because each one of us in the house might have different ideas about how we want this house to be.
有不同的需要。
And because we have different needs.
经过好多次的来来回回。
And after change and modification.
到 city 里面，他们又有他们的要求。
When we take it to the city again, they have their own demands. And request.
最后我们把蓝图画好了。
Finally, we got the final blueprint.
然后下面呢，需要有人把它建造起来。
After that, we need to have somebody to build it.
摩西看见了山上的样式。
Moses was given the pattern of the building on the mountain.
在西乃山上，神亲自把山上的样式指示给他。
On the top of Mount Sinai, God Himself revealed to him the exact pattern of which the sanctuary must be built by.
所以在圣经里面，他讲到制作每一样东西都要照着在山上所指示你的样式。
In the Bible, God says you must build this sanctuary according to exactly the pattern I show you, or its furnishing.
那这个样式就是神要建造的蓝图。
And the pattern, which is the blueprint, was the pattern is the blueprint of God's building.
就是说出来，神到底心中最深之处，他想要得着的到底是什么
？And God's heart was known to us by that blueprint.
所以我们今天没有办法来细细的讲会幕。
Today I don't have the time to give you all the details about how the tabernacle was built.
那会幕里面每一样。都是讲到基督和他的教会。
Every single thing inside of the tabernacle signifies Christ and His church.
在外面有祭坛。
On the outer court, there was the altar.
有洗濯盆。
There was the washing basin.
在圣所里面有金灯台。
In the holy place, there was the golden.
耶稣基督他就是生命的光。
Jesus Himself is the light of life.
Shine, Jesus, shine.
The hymn we sang, Shine, Jesus, shine.
他要照亮这整个世界。
Yes, He wants to come and shine the whole world.
在会幕的里面有陈设饼的桌子。
In the tabernacle, there was a table of showbread and the showbread itself.
耶稣基督他就是那无穷的生命。
Jesus Himself is that showbread, which signifies the abundant life in Him.
他能够供应所有人的需要。
He is able to supply the needs of all people.
每一个人都可以来到主的面前。
Every single one of us can and must come to Him.
我们从耶稣基督能够得着生命。
We may obtain life from Him.
我们能够得着饱足。
We may be satisfied from Him.
在那里有香坛。
There also was the burning incense.
耶稣基督他复活的生命。
Jesus, his resurrected life.
今天他仍然在父的宝座那里。
Which still is right now standing at the right hand of the Father's throne.
他不住地为我们说出美言。
He's constantly interceding for our sake.
在至圣所有约柜。
In the holy of holies, there was the ark of covenant.
讲到见证的柜。
Which is also called the ark of testimony.
见证柜上面有施恩座。
Upon this ark, there is the mercy seat.
施恩座也叫做挽回祭。
Which is also called the propitiation.
所以我们看见神的儿子为我们做成了一切的工作。
We see that everything that needed to be done was completed by the Son of God.
他在那个圣中之圣，在那里挽回，在那里施恩。
In the holy of the holies, he's still there, constantly calling us back, and constantly giving us mercy to us.
我们看见整个的会幕在彰显基督。
Every single thing in the tabernacle is a type of what Jesus has to offer to us.
但是会幕必须要被建造起来。
But the tabernacle has to be erected.
所以他们需要有这个蓝图。
And they must do that by a blueprint.
有这个山上的样式。
And the blueprint was given according to the pattern on the mountain.
那他们需要有许多的巧匠。
They also need all kinds of fine craftsmen.
来一同建造。
To build this together.
今天在神的家里面也是一样的。
By the same token, in the house of God today.
神的心意就是要建造他的教会。
God has a will that is to build up his own church.
他要把这个蓝图启示给我们。
He wants to show us his beautiful blueprint.
他怎么样启示给亚伯拉罕？
Just as how he showed it to Abraham.
他怎么样启示给摩西？
And how again he showed it to Moses.
在大卫的身上，他同样看见了这个建造的蓝图。
In the life of David, he was also given that blueprint for his temple.
神之头将圣殿的样式指示给大卫。
God showed to David with his own finger the pattern of his temple.
他知道他需要为神来建造这个殿。
And David knew that he must erect a temple for God.
他也真的知道神并不住人手所造的殿。
And he also was convinced that God does not dwell in a building that is made by man.
但是我们知道大卫是一个超时代的人。
However, he's one that transcends all generation and time.
所以他看见这一个殿是讲到耶稣基督和他的教会。
What he saw was a temple which signifies church.And Christ.
虽然大卫他自己不能来建造，
Even though he wasn't appointed to build this temple himself,
因为神把建造的工作交给他的儿子所罗门。
For God has appointed Solomon, his son, to be the builder.
但是我们知道大卫是看见这个蓝图的人。
But he was the one that was shown the blueprint.
那他也为着建造圣殿，他聚集了许许多多的财宝。
And for the sake of building that temple, he has gathered and provided all the material that's needed.
他预备了所有的建殿的材料。
Every material that is needed for the building of that temple was provided by him.
今天神的家里面需要有许多贵重的器皿。
Likewise, in the house of God today, we need to have many noble vessels.
我们要求主把各样的材料带到神的家里面。
And we pray to God that we will all bring all kinds of materials into the house of God.
让我们能够一同把它建造起来。
So that together we will build his house.
所罗门在哪里建造圣殿？
Solomon was actually the one that built the temple.
圣经也讲到说那个根基。
The Bible talks about the foundation.
是亚伯拉罕献以撒的地方。
Which was the exact place where ever Abraham offered Isaac.
是大卫在阿兰的禾场在那里献祭的地方。
It was also the exact threshing floor of Arnon where David offered his sacrifice.
当所罗门把圣殿建起来。
At that spot, Solomon erected the temple.
他们献上燔祭，献给神。
Sacrifice burnt offerings to God.
神的荣耀降临下来。
The glory of the Lord filled the temple.
祭司没有办法站立。
And the priest cannot withstand.
神的荣耀降临在圣殿的里面。
But his glory was so heavy in his own temple.
我想所罗门知道这不是一个外表的一个殿而已。
And Solomon was convinced that this temple was not just an outward building.
神要得着的到底是什么呢？
What does God really want to obtain?
神要建造的到底是什么呢？
What is he really building?
还不是一个外面的殿而已。
It is not a material structure.
神要得着他的子民，他的百姓。
He wants to obtain his people.
但是我们知道以色列人虽然他们能够建造一个非常宏伟的圣殿。
Yes, indeed, the Israelites were able to erect a very palatial structure.
那个殿应该是成为万民祷告的地方。
And that is called a place where all the people shall come and pray.
是神和他们同在的地方。
That is the place where God will dwell with them.
但是我们知道以色列人他们犯罪远离了神。
But because the Israelites have sinned and they turned away from God.
我们一同来读一下圣经。
If you would please turn to the Bible, first please.
我们读历代志下。
First turn to Second Chronicles.
36章。
Chapter 36.
14节。
Verse 14.
我们从14节读到第21节。如果你有圣经也可以翻，如果没有的话你可以看上面的这个 projector。 好，我们一起来读。众祭司长和百姓也大大犯罪，效法外邦人一切可憎的事，污秽耶和华在耶路撒冷分别为圣的殿，耶和华他们列祖的神，因为爱惜自己的名和他的居所，从早起来差遣使者去警戒他们，他们却嬉笑神的使者，藐视他的言语，讥诮他的先知，以致耶和华的愤怒向他的百姓发作，无法可救。所以耶和华使加勒底人的王来攻击他们，在他们圣殿里用刀杀了他们的壮丁，不连续他们的少男处女老人白首，耶和华将他们都交在加勒底王手里。加勒底王将圣殿里的大小器皿与耶和华殿里的财宝，并王和众首领的财宝都带到巴比伦去了。加勒底人焚烧神的殿，拆毁耶路撒冷的城墙，用火烧了城里的宫殿，毁坏了城里宝贵的器皿。凡脱离刀剑的加勒底王都掳到巴比伦去，做他和他子孙的仆婢，直到波斯国兴起来。这就应验耶和华借耶利米口所说的话，地享受安息，因为地处荒凉，殿守安息，时满了70年。因为以色列人他们远离了神。
Because the Israelites have turned away from God.
他们去拜偶像。
They became idol worshippers.
所以神派先知来警告他们。
So God sent the prophets to come and give them the warning.
可是他们却喜笑。
But instead they mocked them.
他们却无所谓。
And they couldn't care less.
让神的心何等的伤痛。
And God's heart was truly grieved.
这班子民是他所爱的。
These were the people that he loved.
是他用大能大力拯救出来的。
These are the people he has personally delivered out of Egypt.
经过了多少年日？
Through all these generations.
神的心意一直在这班以色列百姓身上。
His heart has always been on them.
但是他们却远离了神。
Unfortunately, they turned away from him.
他们却去拜偶像。
And instead they worship idols.
神原本那么乐意 住在他们中间。
How much God desired to dwell among them.
当圣殿刚盖好的时候。
When the temple was first erected.
真的，神的荣耀充满了圣殿。
Indeed, the glory of God was dwelling in the temple.
祭司都不能站立。
None of the priests could even stand.
可是到了一个时候。
Until one day.
神没有办法来与他的子民同在。
That God no longer dwell with his people.
充满了可憎，充满了污秽。
Because they were abominable and filthy.
神的荣耀必须要离开。
And his glory had to depart from them.
弟兄姊妹，不是神不爱以色列人。
Brothers and sisters, never that God does not love Israelites anymore.
他们实在是神所爱的。
Truly, God loved them more than anything else.
但是神没有办法。
But he couldn't help it anymore.
他必须来审判他的子民。
He had to come and judge his people.
所以很多的时候，审判好像是神最后一个拯救的手段。
A lot of times, actually, the process of judgment is God's way of salvation.
好像别人必须用审判来拯救他的儿女。
God had to go through judgment in order to bring his people back.
大概在主前606年约雅敬的时候他们被掳
106 BC they were taken into captivity
一直到主前536年他们回来重建
up to 536 BC they returned to Jerusalem to rebuild
是耶利米他曾经预言
just exactly as the prophet Jeremiah has prophesied
以色列人要被掳到巴比伦去有70年之久
that the Israelites will be taken into exile into Babylon for 70 years
真的时候到了
andWhen the 70 years were completed,
神就做工叫他的子民能够归回。
God will raise up his people and cause them to return.
我们来读一下以斯拉记。
Please turn to the book of Ezra.
我们读第一章第一节到第五节。
Chapter 1, verses 1 to 5.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
波斯王言耶和华为要应验借耶利米口所说的话。
The Lord, the God of heaven, has given you all the kingdoms of the earth, and he's appointed you to build a temple for him.
中间凡做他子民的可以上犹大的耶路撒冷在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列的殿只有他是神愿神与这人同在凡剩下的人无论寄居何处那地的人要用金银财物牲畜帮助他另外也要为耶路撒冷神的殿甘心献上礼物于是犹大和并雅悯的族长祭司利未人就是一切被神激动他心的人都要起来上耶路撒冷去建造耶和华的殿所以在以斯拉记一开始的时候
It is the very outset of the book of Ezra
波斯王古列元年
In the first year of King Persia Cyrus
是耶和华要应验借耶利米口说的话。
God said it was time for him to fulfill what has been prophesied by Jeremiah.
所以这是神在这里主动的发生了一件事情。
You know that this took place because of God's sovereignty.
是神激动波斯王古列的心。
First, God moved the heart of the king of Persia, Cyrus.
所以他下诏通告全国。
So he made a proclamation throughout the whole realm.
他说耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我
He said the Lord the God of heaven has given me all the kingdoms of the earth
又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿
And he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah
所以我们想说这个巴比伦王他不认识这位耶和华神的
这个波斯王还是那个巴比伦
哦、波斯王
okay. So this Persian king who did not even know God
但是他竟然被击中了
But he was moved by God
他今天愿意 来认识有一位神是天下地上所有一切唯一的真神。
He went as far to proclaim that the God of heaven is the one and only God.
还要为他建造殿宇。
And he is being appointed to build a temple for him.
让他的以色列的百姓能够归回。
And he caused his people to return to Judah.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见为了要建造，他们必须先回到耶路撒冷去。
And they must first of all return to Jerusalem before they can rebuild.
以色列百姓被掳了70年。
The Israelites had been in captivity for 70 years.
在那个荒凉的时代中。
During those years of desolation.
当我们想到这么多以色列百姓，他们流落在外邦。
Imagine so many Israelites were taken to a foreign land.
到了一个时刻，他们听见可以回来建造。
Until the time is full, and they heard a call that they may go back to their homeland and rebuild.
经过70年是一个很长的年日。
Seven decades is a very long time.
我不晓得你来了美国多少年了。
I don't know how long you have been in the States.
有些人来了5年，已经好像扎根了，已经在美国已经 生下根来了。
And some people who've been here maybe for 5 years, they felt that they finally have settled down.
有人来了10年，有人来了20年。
And some might have been here 10 or 20 years.
那有些人在美国的日子已经比在别的地方还要长了。
And for some of us, you have lived longer in the States than you have lived anywhere else in the world.
好像在这里成为我们习惯生活的一个地方。
And we have become accustomed to the ways and the culture of this place.
以色列人他们到了外邦地区。
Imagine the Israelites had dwelt in the foreign land for 70 years.
70年之久。
70 long years.
但是当神呼召他们。
Until God called them.
有一般人他们听见了神的呼召。
And there's a group of people, they heard the calling.
他们听见了。
They heard him.
虽然不过是少数。
Even though it might be a remnant.
但是这些归回的渔民
Yet all those returned, the remnants,
他们认识神的心意
They know the heart of God
他们愿意放下他们所习惯生活的地方
They were willing to leave behind their custom ways
他们回来了
And they returned
我们在前一个主日的时候也曾经交通到被掳和归回
Last Sunday I shared with you the beginning of captivity and return
神呼召他的子民
God is calling his people
要回来
to return
呼召他们
He's calling them
从被掳的地方
to come out of exile and return to Judah
神说被盗的以色列啊回来吧
God says return O faithless Israel return to me
我必不怒目看你们
I will not frown upon you any longer
神那里有完全的宽恕
With him there is this complete forgiveness
不论我们流浪了多远
No matter how far you have gone
他说回来吧
And he's calling you and saying return to me
被盗的儿女回来吧
Faithless children return to me
他不怒目看我们
He will not frown upon us
在耶利米书三章十四节他说被盗的儿女回来吧
Jeremiah 3:14 says return O faithless Israel
因为我做你们的丈夫
for I am your husband
他完全的接纳我们
completely he is willing to accept us
不论我们的光景怎么样
regardless of your current condition
神他愿意接纳我们
he is more than willing to always accept you
他愿意说做我们的丈夫
he wants to be our husband
三章二十二节说：“你们这被盗的儿女啊，回来吧。”
In 3:22, he called once again, "Oh, return, you faithless children!"
我要医治你们被盗的病。
I will cure you of your illness of backsliding.
神不住的在那里呼召。
Constantly, he's calling us to return.
弟兄姊妹，今天神仍然在呼召我们。
Tonight, he's calling you.
今天我们都是蒙赎的儿女。
We have all been saved by him.
我们应该是自由的。
Yes, we've been set free.
但是多少的时候还有许多的捆绑
Yet oftentimes we live in bondage
还有多少的瑕疵
And we have all kinds of things that control them
我们没有办法胜过
And it seems like we cannot overcome them
从前有一个马戏团有一只狮子
There was a lion in this circus
当这只狮子年纪老了
And when the lion was getting old
那他们把它送给这个 wild animal park 这个野生动物园
They donated this lion to the wild animal park
那在野生动物园是没有这个栏杆的
Where there was no more bars and cages to keep him in
他是可以很自由的到处去行走
He's free to wander about wherever he wants to go
但是后来人家发现这只狮子好像非常的特别。
But people noticed something very unusual about this lion.
他往前走了十步。
If he moved forward 10 steps,
然后他就回头。
He would automatically turn back.
他就回头又走十步。
And then after he made another 10 strides.
然后他又回头
and he would make another U-turn.
他就是在这个小小的范围里面就是来来回回的走
and he will only walk along in a 10 step square.
人家觉得奇怪啊，是野生动物园呢，你可以到处去走动啊。
And people marvel at that because this is the, in the wilderness, you can go anywhere you want.
后来别人发现
later on they realized
他在马戏团的那个笼子
The size of the very cage that he would be kept in.
刚好可以走十步
Was exactly as long as 10 by 10.
所以这边十步，他这边回来又是十步。
So as soon as he takes 10 steps, he would have to make a turn of direction.
虽然好像外面的限制没有了。
Even though the external bars have been completely removed.
可是对他来讲还是不自由的。
But to this very lion, he is not set free within.
我们在基督里面，神的儿子叫我们自由，我们就怎么样？我们就真自由了。
But when the Son of God comes to set us free, we are free indeed.
但是我们是不是真正有自由呢？
Yet, unfortunately, do we really fully actualize the freedom?
有一些人发现说，他虽然应该有自由，可是却是没有自由。
To some people, it's even though the freedom has been given to them, but they don't enjoy it.
有时候你听见好像他一分钟不抱怨事情的话他好像就没办法过下去
For instance, you might sometimes run across certain people It's like they cannot spend 1 minute without murmuring and complaining
太太帮他炒了一个菜
If the wife cooked a delicious dish for him
他永远不是太咸就是太淡
He's always critiquing either too salty or it just needs a little more salt
好像就没有办法这个满他的意的
It's just never satisfied
很多人就是这样子
A lot of people are like that.
充满了抱怨。
Their heart is always murmuring.
好像抱怨成了他的一个捆绑。
Complain is like their other name. They're in that bondage.
有些人呢，他上网成了他的捆绑。
And some people are in the bondage of surfing the web.
早上一起来不是来亲近主。
As soon as they open their eyes in the morning, they don't draw near to the Lord.
第一件事情，看看有没有人这个什么 pop up 什么这个东西给他。
The first thing they do is check their IMs and pop to see if anything popped up. If anybody send them an email.
看看他的 email.
They check the email.
好像没有办法胜过这个捆绑。
It's like they're in this bondage. They just cannot overcome.
他必须要去看这个东西。
It's like the computer is calling them.
有些人他必须要看看股票的曲线。
And there are some others. The first thing they wake up is they go and check the curves of the stock market.
他每一天的心情就跟股票的曲线是一致的。
And their mood fluctuates with the curves of the stock.
上上下下，上上下下。
It's like a roller coaster ride.
被这个东西给捆绑住了。
They are in bondage.
所以其实我们发现说很多时候我们在被掳的情形
By the same token, a lot of times you find yourself in some kind of captivity
我们还觉得说我们过得蛮好的
Even though you are in captivity and you seem to enjoy quite well
我们有没有听见神在那里不住的在呼唤我们
Can you hear God calling?
被盗的儿女啊回来吧
Oh, faithless children, return to me
他要医治我们一切被盗的病。
I want to cure you of your illness of backsliding.
他要接纳我们，好像是他的妻子一样。
I want to accept you as my wife.
他告诉我们说，他不会向我们发怒的。
And he said, I will not frown on you any longer.
我们的神何等的爱我们。
How much he loves us.
是的，多少时候我们顶撞他。
A lot of times we bad mouth against him.
也许我们也听见了他的呼声，可是我们却硬着心不肯回来。
Yes, we might have heard of his voice, but our heart is hardened and we don't want to return.
是我们不晓得已经多久神在这里不住地呼召我们。
And I can't even count how many days it's been that God's calling you to return.
神叫我们回来。
He says, "Return, my child."
回到他的面前。
Return to me.
今天我们讲说起来我们建造
The theme this week is rise and let us build
但是第一件事情我们必须归回
But before we build we must return to Jerusalem
我们必须归回然后我们开始建造
Return to him so we can build together
任何时候我们都可以转回来到神的面前
Any time, any moment is a perfect time for you to turn back to him
神 对以色列百姓有一个那么确定的应许。
God had made a very clear promise to his people.
他们被掳不是永远被掳。
That you will not be in captivity forever.
他们受审判不是就永远的灭亡。
Yes, I have judged you, but I will not destroy you.
神说七十年。
After 70 years.
七十年，他们必定要归回。
After 70 years, you will return.
在耶利米书29:10说，为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后。
In Jeremiah 29, it says, when the 70 years were completed in captivity,
我要眷顾你们。
I will be gracious to you.
向你们成就我的恩言。
I will fulfill my gracious promise to you.
使你们仍回此地。
And I'll make you come back to the land.
神应许，他到了时间，他也真的这么做。
He made a promise, and at the appointed time, indeed, he delivered the promise.
是的，他们被掳到巴比伦去。
Indeed, they were taken into exile to Babylon.
但是突然之间，巴比伦这么大的一个王国被波斯所灭。
But suddenly, the king of Persia was able to overthrow the king of Babylon.
那波斯王他下了命令，叫他们能够回去重建圣殿。
And Cyrus declared for all God's people to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
70年满了，神就眷顾以色列的百姓。
At the exact time when the 70 years were completed, God had mercy on his people.
我们来看一看这一班归回的子民。
Now let's take a good look at those who returned.
虽然他们的数字是小的。
Even though their numbers might not be magnificent.
但是他们所彰显的是一个得胜的生命。
But what they signify is an overcoming victorious life.
我们来读一下诗篇第137篇。
Let's turn together to Psalm 137.
我们从第一节读到第六节。
Verses 1-6.
我们曾在巴比伦的河边坐下，一吹响锡安就哭了。我们把琴挂在那里的柳树上，因为在那里掳掠我们的要我们唱歌，抢夺我们的要我们作乐，说给我们唱一首锡安歌吧。我们怎能在外邦唱耶和华的歌呢？耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，情愿我的右手忘记技巧。我若不纪念你，若不看耶路撒冷过于我所最喜悦的，情愿我的舌头贴于上膛。在这里，诗人他们曾经在巴比伦的河边。
The psalmist and his company was once by the river of Babylon.
但是他们一追想锡安就哭了。
They wept as they remembered Zion.
他们的心在锡安。
Because their heart is in Zion.
因为神的心在锡安。
Because God's heart is in Zion.
神的心不是在巴比伦。
His heart is never in Babylon.
神要呼召他的子民
回到锡安。And God calls his people to return to Zion.
所以这一班。神的子民，他们摸着了神的心意。
This group of God's people, they know God's heart.
神要得着锡安的见证。
That he wants to obtain a testimony of Zion.
他要他的子民回来建造圣城，建造圣殿。
He wants his people to return to Zion and build the temple.
所以这些人，他们在被掳之地。
So in the land of captivity.
他们宁愿。把琴挂在那里的柳树上。
They hung their harp high up on the poplar.
在被掳的人叫他们唱歌。
When their captors asked for a song from them.
他们可能是声乐家。
They might be the greatest vocalist or instrumentalist.
美歌者。
And they could be the best singers.
他们在那里，别人取笑他们，叫他们唱一首锡安的歌。
When their tormentors asked them to sing a song of joy.
他们说：“我们怎能在外邦唱耶和华的歌呢
？”They say, "How can we sing a song of the Lord in a foreign land?"
这是一个被掳的地方。
Because they were in captivity there.
他们不能唱耶和华的歌。
They cannot sing a song of joy.
他说：“耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，岂愿我的右手忘记技巧
？”He says, "Oh Jerusalem, if I forget you, may my right hand forget its skills."
我若不纪念你，若不看耶路撒冷过于我所最喜乐的，情愿我的舌头贴于上堂。
May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy.
当他们没有神的同在，
When the presence of God is not with them,
所有地上的一切都失去了意义和价值。
Everything of this earth loses its color and value.
他们宁愿失去地上的所有。
Therefore, they're willing to leave everything behind.
他们要来建造耶和华的殿。
For the purpose of building God's temple.
这一般神的子民，
it was people like this.
他们听见了神的呼召。
They were able to hear God's voice.
那些歌唱的，
the singers.
他们是唱歌的。
They are the best vocalists.
但他们的歌声是为了要赞美神。
But their voice is reserved for God.
为了要敬拜神。
Their voice is for worshiping Him.
不是让世界上的人得着一些的娱乐。
It's not for the world to enjoy.
弟兄姊妹，神把声音赐给我们。
Yes, indeed, God has given us good voices.
今天不一定我们会弹琴，不一定我们会弹吉他，会做
别的乐器。Today we might not be a good guitarist or pianist.
但是我们每一个人我们都能够唱歌。
But every one of us can sing.
我们能够以歌声来赞美来敬拜。
We can praise Him and worship Him with our voice.
我们可以来到神的面前。
Each one of us can come before Him.
向我们的主来欢呼。
And shout out to Him.
所以当我们讲到诗歌的敬拜是那么的重要。
It is so important to worship Him in songs and praises.
神得着喜悦。
Because God delights in it.
这些唱歌的。
Those singers.
他们却是认识神心意的一般人。
They are a group of people who knows the heart of God.
他们归回。
They returned.
那我们看见祭司和利未人，他们也归回。
Along with them, there were priests and Levites.
在被掳之地，好像没有什么路可以侍奉。
In the land of captivity, there is no way you can still serve your God.
在被掳之地，反而他们可能可以有自己的产业。
When you were in exile, you might have all kinds of possessions.
好像地上的一切，你只要努力，你可以去得着的。
It seems like everything's within your reach, everything that the world can afford.
这些祭司、利未人，当他们回到了耶路撒冷。
But for Levites and the priests, once they return to Jerusalem,
他们是没有产业的。
They won't have any more possessions.
因为耶和华神是他们的产业。
Because God alone is their possession.
他们宁可放下他们可以有的，他们回到耶路撒冷。
Yes, they are willing to leave behind everything that is tangible and return to Jerusalem.
他们要来侍奉神。
Just to serve Him.
今天我们认识到说，犹太人他们因为去拜偶像，所以被掳。
We know that today when Jews because they worshipped idols, they were under captivity.
那今天这些祭司利未人，他们回来，他们要重建祭坛，重建圣殿。
Yet when the priests and the Levites returned, they wanted to rebuild the temple.
要恢复神子民的侍奉。
They want to start the service for God again.
我们看见这些歌唱的人，他们在被掳之地没有歌可以唱。
And we knew that those singers, when they were in exile, they didn't want to sing.
但是今天他们回来了，一般一般的。
But when they returned to Jerusalem, they began to sing to God shift by shift.
他们要歌唱，要来赞美。
They were raising their voices in praises to Him.
另外还有守门的人。
And there were also the gatekeepers.
在被掳之地没有门可以守。
When you were in exile, there's no gate for you to keep.
你想想，可能经过了70年，这个守门的事情是不是都忘记了
？Imagine after 70 years of exile, you probably forgot what you're supposed to do to keep the gate.
但是能够在神的殿里面做一个看门的。
Yes.It is so precious to be a gatekeeper in the temple of God.
比在别的地方再好的地方住千年都要更为宝贵。
Much better than 1,000 years elsewhere.
这些守门的回来了。
The gatekeepers have returned.
我们也看见有一班人叫做尼提宁人。
Along with them, there was another group of people. They were the temple servants.
对，他们在殿里面是做奴隶的。
And they were the slaves in the temple.
在被掳之地反而他们是自由了。
They are free men in the land of exile.
那里没有圣殿。
There is no temple there.
没有人要求他们来做奴隶。
No one can make any demands on them to serve in the temple.
但是他们回来了。
And yet they are willing to return.
他们知道他们回来 殿盖好了以后，他们在殿里面是做奴隶的。
Keeping in mind that once they re-erect the temple, they will be temple servants.
但是他们乐意地回来。
But rather, they want to come back and be the servants.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们愿不愿意、甘愿地回到主的里面
？Today, are you willing to come back to Him to serve Him?
叫我们做耶稣基督的奴仆。
Be His slave.
是的，我们是一个最自由的人。
Yes, we are set free indeed by Him.
神他付了代价把我们买回来。
For God has paid the highest price to redeem us all to Him.
但是神从来不勉强我们。
But He has always honored our free will.
他从来不来辖制我们。
He will never force or impose anything upon us.
但是今天我们却愿意回来说，我来做一个奴隶。
Today, are you willing to come back and say, I want to be your servant?
感谢主，因为你真的经历到说你是一个最自由的人。
Yes, on the one hand, indeed you're set free.
没有谁能够来辖制。
No one can keep you in bondage anymore.
地上没有什么事情成为我们的捆绑。
There's nothing on this earth that can have a hold on you anymore.
但是我们却自愿的成为耶稣基督的奴隶。
Yet on the other hand, we willingly give ourselves to be His servant.
何等的奇妙！
How wonderful is that?
神没有在这里勉强我们。
Yes, He will never force us.
但是我们却能说，我活的是为着主来活。
And yes, we willingly and gladly proclaim, I live to be His servant.
我活着是为着主来活。
I live for Him.
这是我们一个最大的自由。
That is our biggest freedom.
这是我们自由的拣选。
This is a free will choice.
因为神爱我们。
Because He loved us so.
当我们看见这一班归回的子民。
So when you look at the people who have returned.
有祭司，有利未人。
There are priests, there are Levites.
有歌唱的。
There are singers.
有守门的。
Gatekeepers.
有做殿里的奴隶的。
The temple servants.
各班的人他们回来了。
All kinds of people all have returned.
他们是一个得胜的代表。
And they signify this whole group of overcomers.
因为他们认识了神的心。
Because these are the people who know and heard God's voice and know His heart.
当我们在读神数点这些归回子民的时候。
And He went on and told us how God took inventory of everyone that returned.
他的数点是非常的仔细。
And He counted them one by one carefully.
他说祭司耶稣雅耶大雅的子孙973名。
And he says that they were the descendants of Jaddua, 973 of them.
那第一位人呢有多少呢？74名。
There are 74 Levites.
歌唱的呢有128名。
128 singers.
守门的共139名。
139 gatekeepers.
他每一个好像数到这个个位数。
He counted every single one of the individuals.
就是说每一个归回的都是这么重要。
Everyone counts. Everyone matters.
每一个归回的都是这么宝贵。
Everyone that returned was precious in His sight.
弟兄姊妹，今天神他不但呼召神的儿女能够回来。
Today, God is not only calling you to return.
当你回来的时候，真的让神的心那样的欢喜。
When you do return, His heart rejoices.
好像在圈中有九十九只。
It's like there might be 99 sheep in the sheepfold.
但是有一只流荡出去。
But when there's one lost.
但是当一只在外面，牧羊人的心他都不能满足。
And when that one is wandering outside, the shepherd's heart can never rest.
他必须出去，必须去寻找。
He is driven to go out there and find that very lost one.
直到找着了。
Until he found it.
把他扛在肩上，把他带回来。
And he'll carry him back on his shoulder to the sheepfold.
到那一只回来了。
Until that one returned.
牧羊的人心里何等的欢喜。
He can never rest and rejoice.
每一个归回的子民
Everyone that returns
在神的面前都是那样的宝贵
Is precious in His sight
一个一个他在这里数
One by one He took inventory
每一个都是他心中的珍宝
Everyone is a treasure in His heart
弟兄姊妹当我们一回转我们发现
As we return
我们的神正在这里等我们
We'll find out He's right there He's been waiting for you
他没有向我们怀怒
He is not frowning upon you.
他没有拿一个棍子在那里等我们。
He wasn't waiting for us with a staff, ready to chastise us.
跑到哪里去了？
Say, how dare you? How far did you go?
看看你是什么样子。
Take a good look at yourself.
没有。
He didn't do that.
我们的神在那里欢迎我们。
But he's there welcoming us with open arms.
他在这里接纳我们。
He's ready to receive you.
好像说，只要你回来。
As long as you come back.
他的心这么的高兴。
His heart rejoices.
我们看见归回的人数实在是很少的。
You can take a look, really, the number of the returns really not that magnificent.
跟我们读别处，讲到以色列百姓，讲到大卫他们在侍奉的行列，那个阵容，今天归回的真的是算不了什么。
It is nothing compared to how it used to be when they were serving in the temple.
但是神却要得着一个归回的见证。
But God wanted to obtain this testimony that His people shall return.
不在于外面的伟大。
So it's not a matter of numbers, how great or small.
今天神心意的满足，可能在这些归回子民的身上，还远远大过当初有这么多人在那里侍奉，在那里献祭。
Perhaps it's taught to much greater delight than when during those days when all the people were serving him in a greater magnitude.
神永远要得着那个得胜的代表的。
He always is here wanting to obtain the remnant, the representative of those who return to him.
虽然他们人数是少的，
even though they might be small in number,
他们却是代表着以色列的全家。
But they are a perfect representation of the whole household of Israel.
所以我们看见神，他拣选这些得胜的，成为他儿女的代表。
We see that how he has selected this group of remnants to be representative of his people who overcome.
仇敌呢，他总是要选那个失败的成为神儿女的代表。
The enemy would love to pick out one or two of those who have failed as representative of God's people.
有什么不好的事情在神家发生？你看看那个仇敌，他用广播机在那里大大的广播。
If any one of us failed, you see how the enemy just tried to broadcast that with a bullhorn to let everybody know.
很多神的儿女，他也在那里帮忙广播。
And there are some God's children love to gossip around to help spread the rumor.
一点点的事情，哇，这个广播，那个广播。
A very trivial matter through the mouth of many gossipers.
仇敌他很高兴哎。
The enemy rejoices over that fresh fire.
他吹一个很小的声音。
And he was just whispering a little bit.
好像他知道说，反正很多人会帮他这个越吹越大。
But he knows there'll be plenty of people amplify that noise.
他就是仇敌的工作。
That is the work of the enemy.
但是我们的神，他拣选得胜的子民。
But when God chose people, He chose just a few who overcame.
他拣选归回的子民。
He chose those who returned to Him.
当这班人他们回来。
And when they returned.
我们上次我们曾经读过诗篇一百二十六篇。
As we read last time in Psalm 126,
我们一起来读一下好了。
Let's read it together again.
第一节到第四节。
Verses 1-4.
我们一起来读。当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人，我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦中就有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事。耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。耶和华，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水复流。耶和华，好，我们就给你欢呼收割。好，耶和华，求你使我们被掳的人归回。
Restore our fortunes, O Lord.
好像南地的河水复流。
Like streams in the Negev.
使得我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼。
Yes, indeed, our mouth is filled with laughter and our tongue filled with joy.
因为耶和华在我们的当中，他行了大事。
For the Lord has done great things.
当有被掳归回的事情发生
whenever one returns from captivity
我们都要满口喜笑满舌欢呼
our mouth is filled with laughter and joy
的确耶和华为我们行了大事
indeed God has done a great thing
今天神对他的教会一直的发出呼召
constantly God is calling his church
向我们回转
To return to him.
今天有多少时候被世界掳去
How often times we're taken into captivity of the world?
被世界捆绑
And we're in bondage of this world.
神呼召我们
And God calls us to return to him.
要回到他心意的里面
To return to his heart.
回到他的旨意中
To return to his perfect will.
我们一开始讲到神心中一个最忠心的事情就是建造
The center of God's will is to build
神要建造他的教会
He wants to build his church
主耶稣说我要把我的教会建造在这一个磐石上
As Jesus said I shall build my church upon this rock
这个磐石是什么呢
What does that rock mean?
因为他问他们说你们说我人子是谁
Because he was asking his disciples Who do you say that I am?
彼得想说你是基督
Peter said you are Christ
你是活神的儿子
The son of the living God
主耶稣说西门巴约拿你是有福的
And Jesus said to him Simon Barjona Blessed are you
这不是人所指示你的这是天上的父
所指示你的 But this is not revealed to you by man but by God in heaven
主耶稣下面就讲我要把我的教会建造在这一个磐石上
And I will build my church upon this revelation
什么时候基督被启示出来
Whenever Jesus is being revealed
什么时候就有教会的建造能够开始
Their church can be built
当我们看见到基督的启示
Whenever you see Jesus being revealed
我们才认识这个建造的蓝图
Then you begin to understand the blueprint of his building
今天如果我们拿错了蓝图
If you try to build a house with the wrong blueprint
结果你不晓得你最后盖起来会是什么样子
Well, only God knows how the final product will look like
这边本来是一根梁的
It's supposed to be a beam here
结果呢放了一个柱子在这里
But instead there was a pillar
这边应该是地板的
Where there should be a foundation
结果放了好多的针在那里插着
Instead you put all kinds of needles there
如果你不晓得蓝图到底是什么样子
If you don't have the right idea about the correct blueprint
你也可能非常的努力去建造
Even though you might be very zealous
今天的确我们也看见很多的人他们非常的努力
A lot of times we see people endeavor
我们看见耶和华见证会的人哎呀两个两个几个几个在那里天天敲门啊
And we have seen all the time the Jehovah Witness going out two by two knocking on every door
我想我们的热心我们的努力都赶不上他们
It seems like their zeal far exceeds ours
但他们看错了蓝图
Unfortunately they have the wrong blueprint in their hands
他们没有认识耶稣基督
They don't have the true knowledge of Jesus Christ
他们不认识他就是活神的儿子
They do not realize that he is the son of the living God
他就是神
that he is God himself
所以今天他们不晓得在建造什么
so yes they're busy building but what
我们实在要求主怜悯我们
may the Lord have mercy on us
啊，要求启示
we must have his revelation
叫我们真的认识主
so that we truly know him
让这个蓝图在我们面前那么的清楚
so the blueprint is clear in our head
我们知道我们在做什么
so you know what you're doing
当我们做每一样的侍奉
Whatever we do
弟兄姊妹我们知道我们在这里建造
You must know your purpose and know that you're building something
当你在这里领 worship team 在这里一起带弟兄姊妹唱诗歌
For instance you're here we're leading a worship team
我们知道我们在建造
You are building something
当你在扫地的时候你知道你在建造
When you're sweeping the floor you know you're building church
是的我们做每一样事情我们要知道我们在建造
Every little thing we do do know that you are a partaker of the building of the house of God
所以曾经我们讲过有一个地方在盖一个很大的教堂
There was a place they're building a big church
有很多的人都在那里工作
And there are lots of workers there
有一个人他去了他问这些工人说你们在干什么
And so the one man that went by and asked them what are you doing
有一个他讲说你没有看见吗我正在做这个地板
And one person said can't you see I'm laying the floors
他问另外一个说你没看见吗我正在砌这道墙
He asked another worker he said can't you see I'm doing the drywall
好像每一个都知道他现在正在做什么
Every one of them seemed to know what they are doing
看到最后他问到了有一个工人
Until he finally came to a worker
他说你没有看见吗我在盖一个大教堂
He said, "Can't you see? I'm building up a big church."
他知道他在做什么。
He has a complete picture.
他看见了这个蓝图。
He saw the blueprint.
我想当他在做一个工的时候，他里面的感觉是不一样的。
I believe he must be doing this whole work with a different mindset.
他照着这个蓝图在这里建造。
Because he has a complete and thorough blueprint.
他知道他在做什么。
He knows what the finished product is supposed to look like.
弟兄姊妹，今天不论神量给我们的服事，我们的岗位是什么。
Today, regardless of what position you're holding in church and what service you're doing,
神要我们看见，我们都在一同建造神的家。
God wants us to all be fully aware that we are building together the house of God.
这些被掳的子民，他们当中有一些回来了。
All the captives.Only some of them returned.
我们看见他们要开始建造。
And they were beginning to rebuild.
那建造的道路是什么呢？
What is the way of rebuilding?
我们知道非常的清楚，生命十架的道路。
I'll tell you, it's loud and clear. One way, the way of the cross.
保罗他说他像一个聪明的工头。
Paul says, I am like an expert builder.
他立好了根基。
I've laid a foundation.
那这个根基就是耶稣基督。
Which is Jesus Christ.
他然后呢讲到说我们开始上面建造。
And he said, then we begin to build under.
没有人能够立别的根基。
No other foundation may be laid except for this.
今天若是在别的根基上建造，这就不是神的建造。
If anyone tries to build upon one that's different than this one, he is not doing the work of God.
所以保罗在哥林多前书他特别讲说我不知道别的。
That's why 1 Corinthians Paul says, I know nothing else.
只知道耶稣基督并他定。
Except for Christ and him crucified.
他里面那么清楚。
He is so clear in his heart.
他说你们就是神所建造的房屋。
He said you are the building of God.
他清楚神要在这里开始他的建造。
And he is convinced that God is building it himself.
根基是耶稣基督。
With Jesus as the foundation.
必须用基督的生命十架来建造。
And the way to the building is the life of the crucified Christ.
所以我们在下面我们会交通到他们一回来第一个就是重建祭台。
In the next 2 days, I'll be sharing with you more. But the first thing they did when they returned was to rebuild the altar.
那我们知道在会幕你要从外面进来的时候，第一个你就遇见祭台。
Now we know in order to enter the tabernacle, the first thing you would encounter is this altar.
那祭坛是需要杀生，需要献祭。
Where sacrifices were offered.
第一个讲到耶稣基督，他为我们，他献上他的自己。
Which signified that Jesus laid up his own life for our sake. He offered him for our sins.
他成为神的赎罪祭，成为神的燔祭。
He has become our redemption and the burnt sacrifice and the propitiation for our sins.
他为我们献在神的面前。
For our sake, he was offered up to God.
那一面讲到神的儿子为我们献上他自己。
Yes, the Son of God has offered himself for our sake.
另外一面讲到我们必须也把我们自己献上。
On the other hand, in order to go to him, we must offer up ourselves as well.
我们必须来到神的祭坛。
We must come to the altar of God.
我们必须放下我们自己。
And lay yourself down.
为主来活着。
For him we live.
我们看见他们重建祭坛以后，他们立定根基。
After they built the altar at where it used to be, they laid the foundation.
那根基常常是隐藏，是别人所看不见的。
We all know foundation is always hidden. Nobody can see it.
今天我们看见这个房子非常的好。
Today we look at the structure of the building. We say, oh, that is beautiful.
但是我们没有看见它的根基。
But can anyone of us see the foundation?
根基确实这么重要。
Yet it is the most important part.
一面说到耶稣基督必须是这个根基。
Yet on the one hand, Jesus Christ himself is the foundation.
另外一面我们知道在神的家里面，神需要得做一般人。
On the other hand, we also know in the house of God, we must have a group of people.
他们经历神。
Who have experienced him so much.
他们必须成为这个根基。
And they're willing to become the foundation.
他们担负神家的很多的责任。
To carry the weight and the responsibility of the house of God.
成为这个根基。
They become part of this foundation.
神的家里面需要许多隐藏的得胜者。
The house of God needs a lot of hidden overcomers.
需要有许多隐藏的代祷者。
A lot of people who are willing to have a hidden prayer life.
别人都看不见。
Where no man can see.
但这些人活在神的面前。
But this group of people live before God.
施布真他每一次讲到的时候，有那么多的人在听。
We all know that every time when Spurgeon preaches, the house is always packed.
我们都很难想象他没有麦克风什么，可以上万人在那里听到。
It's hard for us to imagine how he can hold a crusade when audience of tens and thousands without a microphone.
有些人非常的稀奇，他哪来这么大的能力？
People always wonder where his power is coming from.
许多人要去参观他的教堂。
Some people went and took a tour of his church.
施布真总是把他们带到他们一个地下室。
Spurgeon always led them to a basement.
哦，那里有好几百人在那里祷告。
There are hundreds of people on their knees praying.
施布真讲，每一次他在上面传信息。
He says every time when I'm preaching on the altar.
有这么多人在下面为他祷告。
There are hundreds on their knees praying for me.
哦，这些是根基。
These are my foundation.
他很清楚，如果没有这些人祷告，他一点能力都没有。
Without this group of people, I'm powerless.
所以这些归回的子民，他们重建祭坛，他们建立殿的根基。
Therefore, when the overcomers returned, first they rebuilt the altar, and then they relayed the foundation of the temple.
然后他们重建圣殿。
And thirdly, they rebuilt the temple.
我们都好像活石。
We are all living stones.
我们要被建造成为灵宫。
And we're being built by God into His spiritual palace.
这是一个生命的建造。
This is a building with life.
经过十字架的道路。
Through the way of the cross.
主的生命能够那样的丰富在我们身上显达出来。
In the process, the life of Jesus abounds.
每一次讲到建造，其实是一个非常非常有意思的。
You know, it is really interesting, this process of building.
神的心意就在我们的身上。
God has a heart for each one of us.
无论我们是不是在被掳的情况中，
whether you are right now living in bondage or not,
任何时刻我们都可以回来。
Any moment is a perfect moment for you to return to Him.
任何时刻都可以开始神的建造。
Any time could be the beginning of God's building on you.
当我们在被掳之地里面很清楚我们没有任何的喜乐。
We all know deeply when we're in the land of exile, we do not have joy.
当你回到神的面前，
Until you return to Him,
满口喜笑，满舌欢呼。
Your mouth is filled with laughter and your tongue filled with joy.
这个喜乐是从我们里面的深处能够涌流出来的。
This joy bubbles up from within.
只有回到神的家里面，回到主的面前，我们是一个真正自由的人。
And that joy can only be found when we return to God and find that true freedom.
神宝贵每一个回家的人。
God treasures each one of us that return to Him.
他要我们都起来。
He wants all of us to rise.
都起来为耶稣。
Rise and stand up for Jesus.
也使我们听见我们的神，他心里面那么的迫切。
In these days, let us hear His voice because His heart is burning.
他真的为他的殿心里焦急。
His heart is anxious, is burning like fire for His house.
好像有许多仇敌掳掠的光景。
Many of us were living in captivity by the enemy.
哦，神的儿女没有办法这样的正常的侍奉。
It seems like so many children of God are paralyzed. They cannot serve.
世界的权势那么的大。
The world has such a strong hold on them.
主在这里呼召我们。
And God is calling you today.
愿我们成为这个归回的子民。
Be one that returns.
让我们站在主的这一边。
Let's stand on Jesus' side.
哈利路亚，起来为耶稣。
Rise up for Jesus.
好吧，我们再来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing again. Stand up for Jesus.
好吧，我们站起来唱。
This time we're singing it standing up.
Thank you.
2004年的最后一天。
Yes, tonight is the last night of 2004.
我们在主面前都有一个心愿。
Let's all have this vow before the Lord.
我们要起来为耶稣。
I will stand up for Jesus.
我们要说仇敌在我们身上再也没有任何的权利。
And the foe face the enemy shall no longer have a hold on me.
我们要回家。
Return home.
摔碎众偶像。
Smash every idol.
并欢然加冠。
And flog him.
耶稣基督他是千万人中之第一人。
He is the fairest of all to us.
是的，在夜最深的时候。
Yet in the darkest hour of the night.
是黎明到来的时
候。 It's the very path of the dawn.
战争必不会长。
Yet the battle will not be long.
我们主回来的是何等的近
了。 For his return is near.
哦，让我们站在主的这一边。
Let us all stand at Jesus' side.
我们再把第四节唱一次。
Let's sing it again.
起来，起来，为耶稣！
起来，为耶稣！战争必不会长，今天上恩最高，明日太阳闪亮，凡事都如在上面，别再难为过。
祷告
Let's all offer our voice before the Lord.
把我们自己奉献在主的手里
We dedicate yourself in His
答应他的呼召
Answer to His call.
起来为耶稣
Stand up for Jesus.
哦，我们同声祷告
Let's pray together.
哈利路亚，我们赞美我们的主，这完全你呼召我们，叫我们都回来，哦，回到神的家里面，叫我们成为神的子民，归回的子民。哦，我们宁愿在这个家里面做看门的，主，我们愿意回来，主啊，真的是在你的面前来歌唱，来赞美，主，我们愿意回来，在你的殿中来侍奉，主啊，我们愿意回来，在耶稣基督的里面，我们做一个忠心的仆人。哦，主耶稣是的，所有被掳的都要回来，今天晚间，我们把所有的荣耀赞美都要来归给你，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。弟兄姊妹有感动的可以带领我们有祷告，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美主，哦，赞美主，
赞美主。
主啊，我们算什么人？你竟然这样爱我？
赞美主。
当全世界都在醉酒狂欢的时候，我们何等的有福，我们聚集在你的面前警醒，我们有这样的机会可以在你的面前祷告。
是的。
主啊，我们算什么呢？你竟然这样的爱我们。
阿门。
主啊，实在是谢谢你，真的是这样的日子已经无多了，你回来是何等的近，我们不能再浪费岁月了。主啊，已经不能再浪费了，谢谢你。今天来到这里的每一个人都不是枉然的，也不是偶然的。主啊，我们何等的感谢你，你没有把我们放弃，你没有让我们一直坐在巴比伦的河边。
是的。
你不容许我们再继续向那些仇敌唱哀歌，你要我们回来。今天晚上，主啊，坐在这里的每一个人都要听到你自己慈悲的呼声。
Amen.
每一个人都要拿出自己的金器、银器，献上自己的甘心祭。真是满口喜笑，满声欢呼，回到耶路撒冷，要来见我神的殿，要来朝见我的神。主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为你确实在这里等我们，你确实在这里呼召我们，你让我们每一个人都有可听的耳朵，主啊，让每一个人今天晚上都遇见你。主啊，我们不知道我们还有多少时日，或者我们也是像那些遇见海啸的人一样。主啊，现在还在欢乐的时候，转眼就不再有机会了，就不再有机会了，就盖棺论定了，就不再有机会认识耶稣了。 主不再有机会为主做工可以得冠冕了。
主耶稣，
谢谢主耶稣，你不允许我们继续沉沦，你也不允许我们继续被辱，你给我们这样的机会今天在这里清心祷告，
是的，
主从旧年转进新年，你让我们弟兄都手握着弟兄的手，
是的，
同心合力，把自己奉献给你，同心合力建造神的家，同心合力彼此相爱，还要来爱我的主，我的神。谢谢你给我们这样的恩典，奉耶稣基督的名。
正要进行的时候，
as you are starting your own process of building,
我们求你得着许多归回的子民。
May you obtain a group of people who truly return to you.
晚上我们说，我们都在这里。
Tonight we say to you, Lord, I am here.
主，我们回来了。
I am coming to you.
Oh, 我们起来为耶稣。
I want to stand. stand up for Jesus.
我们起来一同建造。
I want to be part of this building process.
主啊，你祝福你的家，你的教会。
Lord, bless your own household, your church.
圣灵做人手所不能做的工作。
Holy Spirit, please come and do the work that man cannot do.
主，你亲自来建造。
Oh, come, Lord, yourself and build among us.
亲自来得着一切的荣耀和赞美。
Come and receive all the glory and praises.
哦，我们真的好像做梦的人。
Yes, we are like people who are dreaming.
我们一同在神的家里面，满口喜笑。
Our mouth is filled with laughter.
满舌欢呼。
Our tongue filled with joy.
我们说神在我们中间做了大事。
For indeed, God has done a great thing among us.
赞美我们的主啊。
Praises be to you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
无论我们身上还有什么捆绑没有
or if there's anything that is still have a hold on you
晚上我们有一点的时间
take a little time tonight
别人都不知道
maybe nobody else knows
但是我们的主知道
but Jesus knows
愿不愿从这些捆绑中得着释放
if you want to be set free from it
我们有一点时间我们可以自由地在主面前有祷告
spend a little quiet time before the Lord and pray
让圣灵搜寻我们最深之处
may the Holy Spirit search you deep and
far 你可以站着你可以坐着你可以跪着
whether you're standing, sitting or kneeling
哦，神正在这里寻找
He is searching in your heart
神正在呼召
and He is calling you to return
他怀抱我们每一个人
He wants you to return to his Jesus.
他爱每一个回家的。
He loves every child that returns home.
我们有一点时间，我们可以自由在主面前祷告。
Take some time before the Lord and pray.
求主带我们进入真的自由。
May he set you free.
Hallelujah.